Jake Settle here on the East Holm School Report. Today I'm joined by Casey Travis, the principal at Flat Ridge and Wise Elementaries. Casey, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
And Casey, it seems like every year we talk around this time and you have a big event that's always wrapping up.
Yeah, last week on October 30th, they had the poster and bedroom contest at Chestnut Ridge where our 7th and 8th grade girls from Mount Hope, Wise, and Chestnut Ridge all participated in. Good event. The girls have healthy eating and nutrition posters that are based on the My Plate healthy eating. And then the girls do a bedroom. They design their dream bedrooms. And the boys in vocational agriculture actually help cut out the wood for the side, the walls on the floor. And then the girls design it and put it to use. And we'll get into that here a little bit more, too.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It's always a great thing for these kids to be able to have this fun project. But you were telling me a little bit about the roots of it.
Our 7th grade girls and boys go to Family Consumer Science, and the boys go to Vocational Agriculture on Mondays and Wednesday mornings up at Chestnut Ridge. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, our 8th grade boys and girls do the same thing. So they spend two mornings a week. And the poster contest, again, focused on healthy eating. I'm going to go ahead and read some of the winners. The Mount Hope winner this year was Kyra Mullett. And then Chestnut Ridge was Eva Coons. And then all the winners for Wise. First place was Kristen Miller. Second place was Regina Miller. Third place was Samantha Miller. And our honorable mention for 7th grade was Kyla Shuttler. So they did a great job with their posters.
And it's great to see not only being able to do a project like this with healthy eating, but they're going to be displayed as well, correct?
The bedrooms will be displayed around businesses, which I have that schedule. The posters will be displayed at school. And the bedrooms will actually make a tour. They are at Walnut Hills right now. And then from November 7th to the 14th, they'll be at Kime Home Center in Charm. So a great place if you're out and about and you want to stop in and see the bedrooms. It's fun to look at those. Then they come back to school for the conference week, parent-teacher conferences. And then from November 21st to December 5th, they're at Berlin Fabric at German Village in Berlin. So you can take a look at those. But I'll tell you a little more about the bedrooms now, too, because the 8th grade girls design their bedroom. The boys cut out the sides and the floor, like I said before. And then there are just all kinds of things to scale, from clocks and pictures and magazines and they from flooring to windows. And they're just really, each bedroom is different and fun to look at. So if you get a chance to stop and see those, please do. The winners for the bedroom contest, the first place from Mount Hope was Ava Miller. First place from Chestnut Ridge was Aaliyah Yoder. And all of the Wise winners, first place was Abby Raber, second place was Carrie Yoder, third place was Chrissy Mast, and honorable mention was Ann Slaybaugh. And then we also had, they have a quilt contest as well, that Cheryl Raber from Wise got first place. She entered a quilt this year and did a good job with her quilt as well. So again, if you get a chance to stop and see those at one of the area businesses, please stop in and take a look.
Do the kids have a favorite part of these projects when they get to work on them and put them together?
I think it's just the creativity. You see from the posters, you know, they're supposed to focus on all the different parts of the nutrition, but make it colorful and exciting. And the bedrooms, you see the creativity come out and all the different design features that I see something different every year. It's kind of fun to see all the different things that they come up with.
I'm sure many of them get real excited when they get to have their project out in the community for people that get to see it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you walk into Kime, for example, and you see a mini model. It might give some other people that are designing a house ideas. So fun to look at.
And now you mentioned they're going to come back for parent-teacher conferences, and those are coming up right around the corner.
They are. We'll be about just 2 weeks away. They are the week of Monday, November 17th. That starts our conferences. And we always have a great turnout of parents at Flat Ridge and Wise. We do something a little bit different in my two buildings because we have one evening where all the teachers from K to 8 go to Flat Ridge for the evening, and then the other evening conference night, all of the teachers go to Wise, and that makes it more convenient when parents have kids in both buildings, so they can go to one building, have their conferences, and then on Friday, the teachers are back in their regular classrooms for any of the conferences there if people attend on Friday. But again, we want to thank parents for coming, a good connection with parents and teachers, and talk about how their students are doing in school, and we appreciate their support. So again, that's coming up the week of November 17th.
And that communication between the parents and the teachers is so important for the education.
Oh, it absolutely is. That, you know, building that team from student to parent to teacher, just critical, and we appreciate it again.
You also had some past events you wanted to mention something about.
At October 8th, we had preschool story time at Flat Ridge, and then October 28th, we had third grade literacy day. And just want to thank Jenny Hirschberger and Kathy Schaup for their coordination with those events. It brings, you know, our younger students that are possibly coming to kindergarten next year, or 3 and 4 year olds also, to the story time. And then it also, that brings parents in for third grade literacy day to talk about reading and keep on the right track for reading and give them some idea of what we're doing in school. So both of those events are well attended, and we appreciate parent support for those as well.
Well, Casey, you have anything else that parents or the community would like to know about?
No, I think that's it for today.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for your time today. Always great to hear what's going on at Flat Ridge and Wise.
That was Casey Travis on this week's East Holmes School Report.